JT, live in Vegas.
From the Las Vegas Strip, right to our studios on Flamingo.
Woohoo!
I'm here because I got to put two kids through college. LeBron. We ask everybody to participate, from Uber drivers to taxi drivers to bartenders. I mean, I never slow down. I stand up in the studio. I'm excited to be on the radio. I like energetic callers who have opinions. Sound off like you got a pair.
Woohoo!
Oh, I'm cranky Yankee. How do the Yankees lose a game like this? Are you kidding me?
And now, live from Las Vegas, here's JT the Brick.
Oh, what a day to be on the radio. What a day. JT with you off the weekend. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining us, courtesy of Golden Entertainment, your home for happy hour in Vegas, 5 to 7, midnight to 2 a.m. at all the PTs, heading towards 60 taverns in the Valley. Also, the great Stratosphere, Sierra Gold, Sean Patrick's. You know the program by now, and they'll get you ready for fantasy football and their draft and what they're doing to change your life if you're into fantasy football for your fantasy draft. We'll get into that coming up here in the next few weeks because football is knocking on the door. But today is a big show for me mentally because I had a really cool weekend, quiet, a lot of soccer, a lot of underwater in the pool. It was hot, you know, just totally into sports, but I don't raise my voice. My family's back in Illinois visiting my in-laws. They're going to Cubs games. I got the place to myself. I'm chill. I'm real chill, but now I got to get up because this is what I do. I'm an energy guy. Got to get up. And I probably have the biggest story that you could ever imagine to have when I come in here Monday into the Monday Night Show nationally at the top of the hour on Fox with LeBron James. So what I want to do for this hour is remind everybody why I'm here. I am here to talk to you before I go on the national show at 5. We're on 300 radio stations at 5 o'clock. 4 o'clock, I'm here on 1. Just this one, which is a great station, and I love everything that's happening here. Golden Knights, sports talk, love the lineup. You know, the Fox guys, the local guys who are here, everything's great. But we got to elevate our game. We got to step up through the summer, and we have to have opinions that matter other than mine. And this is probably the easiest opinion you'll ever have in your life when it comes to the NBA. LeBron James has just signed a 4-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. I believe it's the biggest signing in NBA history. I do. I think it is. Kareem leaving Milwaukee to go to the Lakers was probably bigger in the big sense of the world because he won a championship in Milwaukee and then won 5 with the Lakers and was a 6-time MVP, and that was a big deal because when Kareem went from Milwaukee to the Lakers, it was a seismic shift. The best player early in his career going to a storied franchise and taking them to the next level. That's going to be tough to duplicate. Michael Jordan left the Bulls and went to the Wizards, and that to me is still a really bizarre deal. I was on the radio, still am on the radio since that move, and that move never made sense to me because Jordan left in his prime to go play baseball. Other people thought that that was a gambling issue where he had to stay away from the sport, and it was a handshake deal at the time with David Stern to get away because of all of his gaming issues, and some of it has to do with Vegas. And Jordan left, and then he ends up with the Wizards, and the Wizards were never very competitive. They weren't going to do anything. And then I look at the LeBron James move, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it because he's got the championships already. He's done. He's got 3. You don't need 3. You need 1. All you got to do in sports is win 1 championship. He's got 3. So his legacy is set as a champion, but he's risking going to Los Angeles, where Los Angeles has had some of the greatest winners of all time. And if he doesn't win in L.A., people will remember that. And I want to start off the show. Do you agree with me on that issue? Because he's going to make a ton of money. He's going to make little money playing basketball, all of it with his movie company and his other side businesses, his apparel deal and all that. This is just, you know, pocket change, the $150 million to play for the Lakers. We're talking about a guy who's going to be a billionaire with a B very soon. What is the risk-reward to you in Las Vegas for LeBron ending up in Los Angeles? 876-1340. So this is going to be a broad topic for Vegas only on how this affects you. Let me give you a couple of reasons how this can affect you. First, you gamble, right? So you're betting on the Lakers. You're betting the win total, the over, the under. You're going to be watching more Laker games because LeBron is playing. That's number one. So if you're going to bet this year on the Lakers, how are you going to do it? Number two, I think there are more Laker fans in this town than any other fan base in the NBA. I know that to be a fact. This gives you an opportunity to go see LeBron play. You're a four-hour car ride away to get to Staples Center. You can now see LeBron play in Phoenix against the Suns, in L.A. against the Clippers, in L.A. for the Lakers, and you can get on a regional airline here in Las Vegas and go see LeBron play in Denver, in Sacramento. And I think that's really cool. I think that'll have an effect on someone listening to the show today. Do you care about that? And then finally, this is an important one, how LeBron affects the Las Vegas economy, which is a part of this show that we talk about. PT's is a perfect example. The revenue and what happened during hockey, the place was packed on certain nights when it wasn't supposed to be packed because great taverns, but the Golden Knights are on. Now on a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you got LeBron James on television playing in L.A. where there are Vegas Laker fans everywhere. So to me, this is a seismic shift because to me, I look at L.A. and Vegas as a brotherhood. The entertainment capital of the world in Vegas, Hollywood, the number two media market, all of that, to me, ties Vegas and Los Angeles together. So would it be fair for me to say that LeBron James is now part of Vegas? Or is that a reach? Yeah, you think it's a bit of a reach, Bobby. I don't, because I think he's going to have an economic impact. I think he's going to affect the fans locally here. And I think he might help Vegas get the NBA down the road, because I think the Western Conference, the excitement of the Lakers, LeBron out west, what's happening, and other teams are looking, and Vegas is going to be a great relocation market with a brand new arena in T-Mobile after what happened, the debacle with the All-Star game back in the day. And I think that everybody understands with the Raiders here and the Golden Knights, let's get the NBA. So that's very broad. I threw out about five things to talk about. Let's step up at 876-1340 and get the show going every day so we don't have to podcast it. We can do it live. And if you're a Laker fan, do you love the move? My son is 17 years old. He's a Laker fan. He's upset. He's a Kobe guy. So he's not a LeBron guy. So it's kind of cool to talk to my son, and my son's not into it. And I've talked to other Laker fans who are not into it because of Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was on Fox Sports Radio earlier today, which is a really big get on our network, talking about the fact that LeBron is the fit to bring the Lakers back to the promised land.
We got LeBron here now. It's his turn now. Hopefully he can, which he will. He'll take this his franchise back to its prominence, man. So I'm excited. I mean, I bleed purple and gold and since I was like 3 years old. You know what I mean? It cuts real deep with me, man. So I'm really excited.
It's a nice compliment by Kobe. Kobe's got five rings, and Kobe is arguably the greatest Laker of all time. I don't think he is. I think Kareem's the greatest Laker of all time. And then I think Magic is second. But Kobe has third place solidified. LeBron's not going to come in and take anything away from Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, and Bobby, you're looking at me like I'm nuts. Let me repeat that so anybody can pull over. LeBron James is unbelievable. He's a better player than Kobe Bryant long term, but he's not going to be a better Laker. Kobe got five rings for that franchise in two different eras, the Shaq-Kobe era and then after Shaq. Kobe Bryant is Mr. Laker as we speak today, along with Magic Johnson and Kareem. So that's kind of, for me, the risk-reward with LeBron here. If LeBron goes to the Lakers, he's got to win at least once. One ring, and I think they retire his number, and he's part of the Laker fraternity. I think people would agree with that. If he doesn't win, let's say for this conversation, he goes 4 years and he doesn't win one. He goes 0 for 4. That's an issue. Now LeBron went to L.A. for whatever reason. He's spinning to us because he's an egomaniac. He's spinning to us that he's going there to win. If he doesn't win, good luck putting that name up in the rafters with all the legends from the Lakers who have multiple rings. So this is a risk-reward move for LeBron. And I will tell you this. I'm a guy who's hammered LeBron throughout his career for being a diva, for some of the mistakes he's made early in his career. I think he made this move for his family. I really do. No doubt about it. He looked at his wife and kids and says, you deserve two mansions in Los Angeles. And little Bronny, you're going to go to college or right to the NBA. You're going to play high school ball out here. And his kids are going to grow up living the lifestyle in Los Angeles. And it's a nice lifestyle if you're living at that level, the way LeBron lives at. So again, from a Vegas connection, what does this signing mean to you? Do you love it? Do you hate it? and how will it affect you personally in the business as an NBA fan? NBA Summer League about to begin. Numbers 876-1340 on LeBron James going forward. Quickly on the Vegas Golden Knights and what George McPhee's doing, bringing in Stastny and what they're trying to do in free agency. There is just no debate that this team now is being sharp with their money. They went to the Stanley Cup final in their first year. They're not blowing up the roster. They're not going crazy in free agency. They understand that players want to come to Vegas and play when they become free agents. And I think McPhee is doing a really responsible job over the last week.
Yeah, we have had our eye on him for quite a while, and he's a really talented, skilled guy. He's a playmaker, and you always want playmakers.
Yeah, Paul Stastny is a playmaker and a guy you can roll out on the first or second line. And you got a big, big-time weapon there who is a leader on and off the ice. And clearly, I wouldn't call him a face of the franchise guy here in Vegas because he's here in year two. But that is a really nice addition. If you look at Neil leaving and the players that they're going to lose, how they're bringing up some of the younger players in the next year or two, I just think the team's loaded. I really do. I think the Vegas Golden Knights with Fleury, what they have, the players that we know, Carlson being here, bringing in Stastny, looking at the players that they have, the depth of the team, and then all the young players that they've drafted that they're holding back in the minors, and they're going to bring up here slowly, and then you do a free agent deal or a trade, I think that this team is going to have one of the premier rosters in the NHL for the next 3 to 4 years. What that means in the playoffs, no idea. It's tough to predict Stanley Cup, but with this signing and what McPhee was able to do keeping players here and the core of what they have in the draft, I think that Vegas will be in this window for 2, 3, 4, 5 years with this core of players that they'll be winning the division or be a 2 or 3 seed in the West with an opportunity to play for the Cup. And what more could you want other than that? So a lot of excitement as we lead off the show with NBA free agency, talk about the Vegas Golden Knights, and then finally World Cup, which I am thrilled about the World Cup. I cannot believe how much fun I'm having watching the World Cup. It's just been fantastic overall. Today, to see Mexico lose to Neymar and Brazil was not a surprise. Was not a surprise to me. Brazil, I picked to win before it started. And Mexico played fantastic in this tournament. They're out. But the second game between Belgium and Japan was brilliant. Belgium was down 2-0 in the second half late, and they scored 3 unanswered goals to win that game. And that is incredible. The pressure that Belgium played under, and they scored on the last possession of the game in stoppage time. Japan was on a corner kick. They miss it. The goalie stops it for Belgium, gets the ball out quickly. They go the length of the pitch and score with literally no time left on the last kick of the game to advance from the knockout round of 16-8. That, to me, was just fantastic to watch. England, Colombia, tomorrow, which I'm excited about. Uruguay, France is a monster of a game. So if you've been watching World Cup and if you're into it, let us know what you think. Again, 876-1340 as we're 14 minutes into the show. Vinny Bonsignore will join us, the godfather of NFL relocation, in about 5-10 minutes. He's going to talk. He wrote a great column on LeBron and what this does for the Lakers. And then my partner, Looney. Tom Looney is going to join us, the number one Laker fan that I've ever met. Die hard Laker fan on if he loves this move or not. Looney is a really big Kobe guy, like I mentioned with my son. And I really want to hear from fans who love Kobe and love Magic and now are seeing LeBron come in. Some people have been tweeting he's a carpetbagger. People are tweeting that LeBron James is now just going from city to city, ruining fans and going and trying something convenient. I don't buy into that this time. You get an opportunity to play for the Lakers or the Yankees or the Montreal Canadiens in hockey or whoever you can play for. You get that opportunity in your 20s and 30s because you're not playing in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. You go do it. And LeBron James is getting an opportunity to play for the most storied franchise in the history of the NBA along with the Celtics. When you get the opportunity to be invited to the Celtics or the Lakers, you take that opportunity and you make that part of your legacy. But LeBron has got divisive fans. And now one of the largest fan bases I've ever seen. The Laker fan base is enormous. One of the strengths, I think, of the Oakland Raiders coming to Vegas is the L.A. Raider fans. You might not love them all, but they're a global, massive fan base. Los Angeles has millions upon millions of fans of specific teams. The Raiders, the Lakers and the Dodgers, along with USC and UCLA. Now, all of a sudden, every Laker fan's waking up today going, whoa, I got to like LeBron now? I'm going to love LeBron. I'm a Laker fan. I'm going to love LeBron. So think about how that affects LeBron's image going forward, playing for the Lakers in the purple and gold. But he's got to win. Doesn't have to win year one. Doesn't have to win this year. But he's definitely going to have to go out and win at some point. And I think when he does that, it's going to be pretty impressive to see. I will be rooting against him as aggressive as I can because I'm a Knicks fan, and he didn't even look at my Knicks. Wouldn't even look. Wouldn't even take a look. Wouldn't go out there on a cheap meeting and go have some fun and do that because he knew for his kids and his wife, the only place for him to be was Los Angeles to take his career to the next level and to a level that LeBron hasn't even been to before. But winning will have something to do with that, and if you don't win in L.A. and if you don't win in New York, people will not let you forget it. And that is definitely happening here coming up for LeBron James. I give him 1 year to kick back, and then after that, he's got to at least win one. And next year, he's going to try to recruit Kawhi Leonard if he doesn't get him in a trade now, and he's going to try to go out and get Klay Thompson or some of these other players, Boogie Cousins, who is available. Rajon Rondo, who signed with the Lakers on a one-year deal, was a really strong move. So I like exactly what's going on with the Lakers, but I'm going to root against them, and I'm going to hope that LeBron doesn't win because I'm not a Laker fan. And I opened up the phones for you if you're a Laker fan, and I'd love to hear from you at 876-1340 if you think this was a prudent move, a smart move. Did you see it coming, and are you happy about it? I've been telling you about my experience with MyPillow. I went back to the U.S. Open for golf, didn't have it, didn't sleep well, and I came home, and I've never been more energized in my life with a pillow. And I couldn't fall asleep well when I was on the other side of the country, and now I'm sleeping like a baby again. And I'm going to get you a MyPillow deal that you'll thank me for down the road. It'll come right to your home. You don't even have to leave your house. The shipping is free. You can go to MyPillow.com and type in the code BRICK. That's MyPillow.com and the code is BRICK. Or just call 800-945-7379. Everything that you want. 60-day money-back guarantee. You can wash this pillow. You can dry this pillow. I love that. And the 10-year warranty is incredible. You got nothing to lose with this 60-day money-back guarantee. That's 800-945-7379. 800-945-7379. The code is BRICK at MyPillow.com. When we come back, Vinny Bonsignor from the LA Daily News on the Lakers and this deal and what it means to the franchise going forward, the legacy of LeBron James. Vinny's the godfather of NFL relocation, the only guy who got it right with the Raiders coming to Vegas. Only guy. Everybody else kind of laughed at the Raiders, laughed at Mark Davis. He can't do it. Vinny said they're going to do it, and he was right. Vinny Bonsignor joining us next. This is Fox.
For him now to be a part of this Laker family, you know, it's big, man. And look, it's like, you know, once you put on that golden armor, man, it's like you become a part of that, of this culture, you become a part of the history. And I couldn't be more excited for the city and for Rob, Magic, and Genie.
That's Kobe, who was on Fox Sports Radio earlier today, and that's a big deal. That's a huge deal to get Kobe Bryant to sign off on this. And there's a lot of other people gossiping that Kobe can't like this. How does it affect Kobe's brand and all this? Kobe's fine. Kobe's got 5 rings as a Laker. LeBron's got none. LeBron's on a 4-year deal. I just think, well, I've been saying this, and I think I've gotten this right, is that LeBron's going to go down in history as a stat guy, not a championship guy. He's not going to be Bill Russell with 11. He's not going to be Michael Jordan with 6 for 6. LeBron might get 4. But what he's going to be able to do is he's going to have more points, more rebounds, more assists. He'll go down statistically as the greatest player of all time because he doesn't look like he's going to break down anytime soon. That's what's been phenomenal about LeBron, is his athletic ability seems to be getting better as he gets older. Vinny Bonsignor joins us, the great columnist for the LA Daily News, and he wrote a column, LeBron James, the latest superstar to make his way to Tinseltown. First off, Vinny, give us the vibe in LA today, especially from the fans' perspective first. A lot of fans, Laker fans, who didn't like LeBron James heading into the weekend.
Well, I mean, those Laker fans, I question whether they're really Laker fans, because the Lakers aren't about players, they're about eras. You can go all the way back to George Mikan, and then to Jerry West and Elgin, and then Wilt, and then Magic and Kareem and James Worthy, and then Kobe and Shaq, Kobe and Powell, and now LeBron. The Lakers aren't defined by one face or one player. They're defined by great players. Just look at the numbers that have been retired, they're all Hall of Fame players. So I don't get that aspect of it. I think they'll all come around once they see how great LeBron James really is and in their uniform. So that, to me, is just sort of maybe nowadays thinking. But they'll come around. They'll understand what he means to this franchise moving forward.
There's always risk-reward, Vinny, when you make a move, especially as a free agent, or you get traded away, and there's been some guys in the history of sports that went to teams they never expected to go to, their arch rival, their arch enemy. For LeBron here, it just seems to make sense for his family. Do you believe, and writing your brilliant column today, that it's more about his family and lifestyle, or does he really believe he can win multiple championships in L.A.?
Yeah, I mean, I think LeBron James feels like, you put me on any team and we're a championship contender, and that's not arrogance, it's just intelligence. And look at the team that he brought to the finals last year in Cleveland. I would argue that the team in place now and all the additions that they're making, Rajon Rondo, Lance Stevenson, the guys that are Pope that they re-signed from last year, the young core that they have in place is better than the team he had in Cleveland last year. And let's not forget that short of a couple of blunders and maybe a referee's call, they went into Oakland last June and should have won game one. We don't know what that series would have looked like had they done that and they'd been more engaged and more, feeling better about themselves rather than as bad as they felt after that loss. So he feels like he can bring any team to the brink of a championship, and he's that good. He is that kind of a player that can. So coming here is, yes, about lifestyle, but there's a lot of basketball to go along with it. This is not an empty cupboard that he's coming to. This is a good young foundation, and he believes in a guy that he can look eye to eye to in Magic Johnson and say, hey, let's partner up here. I believe in you to bring players around me over the next 3-4 years. We're going to get this done.
Yeah, I got lucky with Paul George with my opinions on this deal. I didn't think it was a done deal, and I'm not a big Paul George fan. I don't think he's a first, second, or third team all-star, so he is not that type of player at this stage anymore, and he's getting a max contract, and he's getting this unbelievable extension with Oklahoma City. Were you surprised that Paul George didn't go first when a lot of people thought he wanted to be a Laker, and now with LeBron landing in Los Angeles, what does this do for Greg Popovich and San Antonio to keep Kawhi Leonard away from L.A. or bite their tongue and do the deal and get something in return?
I think as far as the Spurs go, it lessens their leverage over the Lakers. The Lakers are in the catbird seat. They've got LeBron James, and they're signing all these other guys who he respects, and don't think for a second that LeBron is not right along with Magic in all the recent additions that they've made. All these guys are on one-year deals, so it preserves the flexibility for next year if the Spurs don't play along with the Lakers between now and then to make a trade that's more on the, I wouldn't even say on the Lakers' terms, a fair trade, because what they're asking for now is an unfair trade. The Lakers will never do that. They believe, we're going to get him regardless. Mm-hmm. We're willing to deal with you on a fair basis, but we're not going to do it just to satisfy your need to go back to your fan base and say, look, we fleeced the Lakers. That's not going to happen. So what the Lakers are offering to the Spurs right now, I think a deal will actually happen, but they're in such a good position that all the guys that they're surrounding with LeBron right now with on one-year deals, gives them the flexibility to go back next year and just sign Kawhi Leonard. And so this is a long-term situation for the Lakers and LeBron.
Vinny Bonsignore, the voice of reason, joins us on Fox Sports Radio. One thing I really wanted to talk to you about today after reading your column is now the seismic shift for media in Los Angeles. I kind of mock it and make fun of all the LeBron coverage, and he was living in Northeast Ohio, and he was getting global headlines every day, even when he wasn't playing, even on days that he was off. Now you magnify that and put that on steroids in Los Angeles to the point where LA Sports Radio, the Los Angeles Times, SportsCenter based out west, Fox Sports 1, the debaters, the talking heads. I can't imagine what this is going to look like and sound like over the next 4 years. Are you optimistic, or do you think it's going to be LeBron overblown overdrive where we're going to hear about this guy around the clock?
I think you will hear about him around the clock, but I think it's going to fit perfectly in this market. And think of it this way. I read a story today where LeBron's Lakers jersey is setting records already in terms of sales, okay? Let's think about that for a second. He is the biggest star in the NBA and has been for, what, the last 10 years?
Yes.
I mean, pretty much since he came into the league, but for real the last 10 years or so. His jersey now, after being in Miami, Cleveland twice, and obviously being the number one seller probably in the NBA even during those years, mm-hmm. is now setting records. Why? Because you've joined two forces. You've joined LeBron James, the biggest star in the game, with the Lakers, the biggest brand in the game, the most iconic team in the NBA. I don't feel like I am exaggerating when I say that. So you have joined two forces that are going to – it's an incredible – partnership, and you're seeing that already in his jersey sales.
Do you think the Warriors blink today, yesterday, or they're just looking at this saying, no problem, we're going to pound these guys, we're much better?
Yeah, well, I mean, and rightfully so. They're the champions. They're the best team in the NBA. I'm interested in how, or intrigued by how Magic and Pelinka, and think for a second, like I said earlier, that LeBron isn't all aboard on all the moves that the Lakers are making. People are saying, well, they need shooters. They need this. And yes, they do need shooters. But you don't always beat the champion by mimicking the champion. Sometimes you have to go the other way and beat them not at their game but at your game. Don't try to mimic them. Try to beat them. And I think when you look at what the moves that the Lakers have made, defensive, gritty, veterans, the guys that they've brought in so far in the last 24 hours, I think you're looking at a team that can compete with the Warriors on their level and at the Warriors' level. And we'll see how it plays out. But, I mean, even if in 1 year the Lakers get to the Western Conference Finals, that's a huge win considering how bad it's been in the last 5 years.
To come from the Kobe era, which ended ugly at the end, great player, brilliant player, but the last 2 years, how uncompetitive that team was, and the fans at Staples Center, and you know what it's like to get to L.A. and Staples Center and park and how much it costs, and those season tickets are never going down. They're only going up. For those fans now to know that they're going to get LeBron James on that television network that they have every home game. And fans, lastly, I want to leave it with this, Vinny. We're in Vegas regionally. Now that fans here in Vegas and Phoenix and Sacramento, the Clipper fans can see him regularly. This is a big, big deal for fans in the Western Conference to get a chance to see LeBron play in the regular season, because the last 2 or 3 years, the Eastern Conference wasn't very entertaining.
No question about it. He's going to be, I mean, think of it this way. He played Western Conference teams once a year in their home stadiums, twice a year when you go to his stadium. Now he's going to be matriculating around the West all the time. And not just for – and this is one of the things. When I saw the deal that they did with him, I was like, wow, 4 years. I mean, that's a commitment on both sides, especially his. This isn't one of the ones that he's done previously with a one-and-one – the ability to get out if you're not doing right by him. To me, it shows that he sat down with Magic Johnson and has faith in him and the Laker organization over the long haul, not just the short haul. But I think for Western Conference NBA fans to be able to see him and the Lakers especially, it's going to be pretty big over the next 4 years.
Thank you, Vinny. It was a pleasure. We didn't talk any football. We're saving that for later on this summer. Great work on this LeBron story. Appreciate it, bud.
Absolutely. Thanks, JT. And that, football's coming. You know that.
No doubt about it. We'll be counting on you. Thank you. Vinny Bonsignore will be a contributor every couple of weeks. I have guys in the rotation every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. We try to give you these really good guests and not overdo it. And Vinny's the type of guy we'll use a lot, especially with his Rams coverage and what he knows about Vegas and relocation. And on top of that, with the stadium and everything that's going on, you know, I have a friend in town for the last couple of days, and he wanted to see the Raider Stadium. So I drove down Hacienda and kind of cut through Trop and then got right up to the construction site, and my buddy was blown away. He was just looking at the construction site, looking at Mandalay Bay, looking at the construction site going, are you kidding me? I'm like, yeah, and they're doing that in Los Angeles. But in Los Angeles, they're doing it in Inglewood. I lived in L.A. for 10 years. I only went to Inglewood for a sporting event once or twice. It's not an ideal place like the Las Vegas Strip right off the 15 for the Raiders. But they're building that super stadium in Los Angeles. It's going to be a big deal. Coming up next, my long-term partner since 2004. My happy chatter companion, as he says, Tom Looney, will join us. Arguably the most passionate Laker fan that I know. We'll talk to him in a minute. Remember the Henderson Hyundai Superstore right on Boulder Highway in Henderson? More means more. The value of the deals, the showroom, the experienced staff. Go on out to the Henderson Hyundai Superstore. Tell them JT sent you.
I don't remember exactly when I knew, but I knew, I'm pretty sure I knew before everybody else.
That's Kobe on Fox Sports Radio earlier today. JT, back with you. I wanted to have our next guest on because of the breaking news today that the Lakers are rescinding the rights to Julius Randle. We bring in my happy chatter companion, Tom Looney, to Fox Sports Radio. You devastated on the Randle news. You like him.
Oh, I do like Julius Randle, but I'm not devastated on the Randle news. People were worried about the new young guys. Oh, geez, don't give it to the new young guys. Screw the new young guys. LeBron's here. Let's put the best team together possible. And I'm really liking this. They're putting together Team Bully, aren't they, to try to take on the Golden State Warriors. They're probably maneuvering to get Boogie Cousins, and they got Rajon Rondo, and it's going to be team crazy. I love it.
Yeah, they are a little bit crazy in my mind, but you've been in Los Angeles a long time. You have Laker fever. You're a Kobe guy. Let's talk about that first, the fact that a lot of Kobe fans were not LeBron fans, but I thought Kobe took the high road today on Fox Sports Radio. He was on the phone call with LeBron James, and it seems like Kobe understands that team goes before individual.
And brand goes before individual. It's a great brand, and it's a brand that had Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson and Shaquille O'Neal and Pau Gasol and Kobe Bryant. It's all about the brand. It'll be the most, and this city, no matter what, it's Lakers, 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 even when they were no good the last 5 years. What do people talk about in sports talk radio locally? Lakers, 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 Lakers. So it's a Laker town, and it's been revivified, and I just feel sorry now for the Laker haters. They had a good 5 years, and I was happy for them. But I'm glad to have my Lakers back.
Looney joins us on Fox Sports Radio. He joins me at the top of the hour. We'll be talking more and more about LeBron James. Were you surprised by Paul George saying, first, I'm going to OKC? We hit on that, but I thought Paul George, if he wanted to go first, then LeBron and Kawhi. Now, I'm starting to wonder if LeBron's looking at this big picture saying, we can't do anything drastic. We'll get Kawhi next year without having to give up some of the younger players there. This is a tough spot because I still don't think the roster is good enough to beat the Warriors. But a year from now, there's another free agent class with Klay Thompson and Kawhi Leonard who can become Lakers.
Well, the last time the Lakers did something that idiotic, it was 365 days ago when they didn't make a trade for Paul George. And they thought, well, Paul George isn't going to fall in love with Oklahoma City.
Right.
He loves Los Angeles. What happened? He went to Oklahoma City and he liked it. So I don't think you can bank on Kawhi Leonard going somewhere else and parking for a year. What if he ends up liking wherever he goes? Just like Paul George.
What do you think LeBron's going to do in L.A. in regards to all of the commitments to be an L.A. guy with what he's doing on the side? Because it's different when you live behind a gate in Akron, Ohio, or have a mansion in Northeast Ohio compared to having one in Los Angeles and helicopters and TMZ and everybody knowing the exact time his son is playing a high school game and LeBron's going to be there. What type of change will it be for LeBron going from Northeast Ohio to Los Angeles full-time?
Well, at least he got a taste of it being in star-studded Miami and Miami Beach, which is Hollywood light. And so he has had a taste of it. And between you and me, I don't know if anybody else knows this, but it's breaking news right now. LeBron James seems to know what he's doing, JT. He really got his act together. He's been famous since he was 15 years old. He's never been arrested like every other damn athlete we know, even the nice ones. So LeBron seems to have his act together. He'll handle it.
Wrapping it up with Looney here. He's joining me at the top of the hour in Sherman Oaks in Los Angeles. The global breaking news of LeBron James officially now a Laker. I look at the fact that the Warriors control their destiny. I believe that the Warriors know what they have to do. They have got to find a way to re-sign Klay Thompson after next year. Draymond Green deserves to get paid with three rings. And if they can keep that core together, I think the Warriors are confident they can beat any Laker team with LeBron with new teammates there. But I really think this got the Warriors' attention because they understand that with a center like Boogie Cousins or Anthony Davis down the road and a Kawhi Leonard, they have a viable team to beat them in the West. And I think that's what LeBron wants to do now, Tom. I think he'd rather beat them in the second round of the Western Conference or the third round and not wait to the NBA Finals.
Well, remember, they lost JaVale McGee, JT. You left that out conveniently. And he's now Los Angeles Lakers. He's going to join Team Crazy. But I think one of the things that LeBron also figured in terms of, you know, thinking rich like Napoleon Hill. That's what he was doing. What's next for his brand? He didn't want to put names in squares, as I've been telling you nationally for the last month with Philadelphia or Boston. It was never on his mind. Hollywood was his whole operation had moved to Hollywood and all of his guys. And I think that he figured, okay, if it ends up that the Warriors stay healthy and dominate for the next several years, I'm going to do it in Hollywood. I'm going to enjoy the weather. If I'm going to lose to the Warriors, at least I'm going to be on the next team that I can try to take to a championship. And if he does take the Lakers to a championship, it just enhances his legacy because it's with a third team.
Last one. Give us the vibe tonight in Los Angeles because it was kind of a news dump, wasn't it? The way it happened on Sunday, World Cup, Mexico, Brazil. I just expected we came through Jim Gray, who we had on a week ago with the decision. I was just expecting more out of LeBron, probably right before the 4th of July or right after. And it just seemed like he didn't want this mass attention just yet on vacation and did something that wasn't very LeBron-like. What do you think?
I know. He keeps fooling us each time he does it. And it did surprise me, too. But when you take a look at it, there's two different questions. Am I surprised about the way LeBron did it? Yes. The other question was, L.A., everybody today was 15 years old. Mm. Every Laker fan was 15 years old. I walked into my house and screamed on top of my lungs when I saw the family and everything. We all celebrated like we were 15. It's great.
Talk to you in a few minutes. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Jim.
Tom Looney joining us, Fox Sports Radio. He's a real big Laker fan, and I'm happy we had him on because he's giving you the sense of what all Laker fans are saying. Yeah, LeBron's not our guy. Now he is. We love him. LeBron wasn't our guy. Now he is. We need him. We need LeBron to beat the Warriors. And that's a cool part of this whole move and why it makes a lot of sense. Because LeBron James, you can't beat the Warriors unless you have LeBron James in some type of roster. I don't think a roster without LeBron James is going to beat the Warriors. Do you? I mean, do you think Toronto? No. I mean, you look around the West, do you think there's a certain team there? Do you think Oladipo in Indiana or someone out West is going to be able to do it? No, only a team with LeBron James and blank. And what they did, Lance Stephenson, Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee, it's kind of a bizarre team, but they haven't moved. They moved Julius Randle today. He just signed a 2-year deal with New Orleans, reportedly. But Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma are still there. And they're not good. They're super elite young players in this league. So one of them, let alone both of them, would have to be moved for Kawhi Leonard. The Lakers know that. The Spurs know that. So I think the big loser as of today, unless the trade happens, is Kawhi Leonard. because Kawhi wants to be a Laker, Magic's got to look around and say, hey, we haven't even introduced LeBron yet. We haven't even had the credentials, the press conference yet. Why don't we want to do Kawhi? Let's wait for Kawhi to want to come here more next year, and LeBron will have the feel of the city, he'll have the feel of the roster, and we'll win it next year. Because I don't think they did the deal Sunday thinking LeBron's going to win three titles in 4 years with the Lakers. He's going to have one chance to win one. That's it. As people are saying all over Twitter, he's not going to catch anybody. He's not catching Jordan 6. By going to L.A., he clearly made it clear to all of us that he's not going to catch Jordan. He's not getting a 6. He's at 3. But by going to L.A., all he needs is one. Just like the one in Cleveland felt like two in Miami, what would one ring with the Lakers feel like for LeBron? You feel like more than one because it's a Laker championship. It's going to be fascinating. I just think that a lot of people who I talk to in my world who are sick of all this LeBron talk, good luck. There should be a LeBron Sports Talk radio channel. You got Cofield next on ESPN. You got JT on Fox. And then, you know, somewhere down the FM dial, there should be a LeBron channel where everybody just talks LeBron for 24 hours a day. That's what it feels like to me. Whenever a friend stops me, what's going on with the show? What are you doing? LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. And now we have reason to talk about LeBron because he's a Laker. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Get you ready for the national show tonight with Looney. Really good guest. Looking forward to talking to Olden Polonis, who's fantastic. He has strong opinions on this. Also, Eric Pincus from Bleacher Report. He's the Lakers insider for NBA TV. Kenny Rhoda, a sports talk host in Ohio. Big LeBron guy. Big show tonight. We're excited to talk LeBron to the Lakers.
Kind of like everybody else, very excited moment, you know, not only for myself, but for the whole city of LA. Very happy to have him. Man, it's the only word that comes to mind is crazy. Like you said, my whole life I've been watching him. He's my favorite player, and then just to be able to have the opportunity to play with him, you know, it's really crazy.
That's Lonzo Ball, and you got to think, this is a tough one. We'll get into that a little bit later tonight, too. Where does Lonzo end up? Because I think Magic likes Lonzo Ball, but they do the deal today to bring in Rajon Rondo, who's a much better point guard than Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball is going to take him 3 or 4 years to develop. And if LeBron wants to win a title in 4 years, he's signing a 4-year contract, Lonzo will be ready probably year 3 or 4 of LeBron's deal. Because there's just so much of the league he doesn't know, from defense to, you know, matchups, all that. It's going to take a while, but clearly the Lakers are going to wait for Kawhi Leonard. They're going to trade Kawhi. San Antonio has to now because he doesn't want to be there. But the question is, who could use Kawhi as a rental knowing that Kawhi wants to be a Laker? And to me, the obvious choice would be the Celtics. If the Celtics really want to win a title and not build to win one in 2 or 3 years, they have enough assets to get rid of Kawhi Leonard. Trade for Kawhi Leonard, and then hope that Kawhi will either come back as a Celtic, or if he leaves for the Lakers, at least they get a ring with him. Hey, there's no lock the Celtics are winning anytime soon. No lock. Especially with the Warriors and what LeBron's doing in L.A. Why wouldn't Danny Ainge want to get Kawhi and say, yeah, it's going to be expensive, we're going to have to give up more than we'd like to, but at least we're going to win an NBA title. You get Kawhi Leonard to Boston, that title is theirs. I think they're better than the Warriors with Kawhi. They're loaded, and their bench is better than the Warriors. But you can't have everybody. That's what's interesting about this super era that we're living in. Good luck being a fan of another team other than the Lakers and the Warriors and the Celtics going forward. I mean, who are you rooting for? These are the teams that are going to win. They're going to be on TNT. They're going to be on the national games. They're going to be on Christmas for the next 4 to 5 years. Warriors versus LeBron, and you're going to see it constantly. Thanks to Bobby for putting the show together. Thanks to our friends at PT's, Sierra Gold, and all the great locations here in town. Excited after a quiet weekend to get going. And Mexico is out. Tomorrow I get a chance to see England go up against Colombia. Really looking forward to that game. Hope you're enjoying the World Cup, especially in Vegas. A lot of soccer fans here. These games are getting real good. That Belgium comeback win against Japan was one for the ages today. Looney joins us at the top of the hour. Eric Pincus in the first hour, the lead LA beat writer. and also Olden Polonyi's 15-year NBA vet on what this move means, not only to the Lakers, but the landscape of the NBA going forward. I'll never forget the day I was on the radio when LeBron became a Laker. Put that one in the books. The King. The King will be in our life for a long time. Looney at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.